Thanks again to welcome me in Slovenia. Second time to come in Slovenia. I just come last time, short time, then 1 week, then I went off. So I'm so grateful for all Vaishnavas. Thanks to all Vaishnav. Then I give my respect, obeisance to all my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Tita Swami Maharaj. He was passed away since 2005. So it is so painful sometimes, but it's joy again. It's good. And I'm thanks for the all community, Slovenia community, for this opportunity. They are going to they accept this fallen soul to speak something about the glorification of Krishna. How many people they already been in Africa? Which part?
Burkina Faso.
Oh, they speak French, I think, Burkina Faso. Ouagadougou? Yeah. Okay, that's good. Means he has some idea about Africa. Nobody else? You been in Africa? Tunisia? Okay, some part, Arabic and French. That's good. So, I'm going to speak today. Our topics today was for how African people, they're balancing spiritual life and material life. By the way, it is a nice topic to Western, as a Europeans, because it is helping to understand that mostly European God love them, you know. Krishna love Europeans. So, remember, it is two things people they must understand about how you can balance, how you can maintain your spiritual and your material existence, you know. Because mostly in Africa we have a lot of system, we call it our system, but it is sometimes so crazy. If you are Western, you saw it, you say, oh, this is crazy. But it is helping us to balance the spiritual life according to African way. I remember 1998, I born in the Republic of Democratic of Congo. 1998, okay, our war started in 1996. And from 1996, we've been in government who they call dictatorship. So we shift to the Democrat. So I need devote now to shift in the democracy of Krishna. Eh? You need to have that democracy. Krishna bring democracy for you. It's not what people talking. So according to Congolese ways, we've been in a country whereby Krishna was blessed with each and every nature, resources, and each and everything is there. Whatever you look in the world is in Congo. Anything you look in the world, it doesn't miss there. But God never give us Mr. Peace. You know what is called peace? Peace, we never having it since 1996. I met devotee in 1991, but my previous grandfather was worshipping Mahadev. Then, for me, I was knowing just the way of Mahadev, you know. So we grow up in some spiritual life. Then, by the way, she was a so-called king in a traditional somewhere there. So these topics is to help you, who you are listening today, to understand that Krishna loves you more than anybody in this world. And you can say Haribol. Krishna loves you more than anybody in the world. Because I was so surprised my first time to go to Harinam. I see everyone in the street. It's just do like this. I ask one Prabhu there, I say, hey, all your country there is only devotee, I see. Then he tell me that's the way they are. I said, that's where it is. He said, oh, but this side is no need to even to preach. Everyone is devoted. So it's not like Africa. Africa, you come with a Krishna, you put Lakam like this, they tell you in the name of Jesus. They see you as a demon. You know how they chase the demon, Rakshash, they are moving away. When Krishna was chastising demons, that's the way sometime in devotional life in Africa, they're chasing us. So, 1995, I get my Harinam initiation from my Guru Maharaj, who I love so much. Then, 96, the situation changed in Congo. So I was supposed to move in state to come see my father and my mother. So I reached in Congo. It was my bad luck because I go Congo, then problems start. Then I ask myself, am I the one who bring problem in Congo or what? I reached in Congo, 1996. 1994 was a war between Rwanda. It was a genocide. People, they are killing one another. So for us in Congo, we think like a Congo, you know, Congo, we've been called it paradise. But after that period, the war starting, killing, until now they're still fighting. Killing one another. They come to my village, because me, I was there so young, but come to my villages. Then I saw, you know, I think like this new generation, they doesn't know what they call guns. But now we shall teach you what is the guns of Krishna. How we can work in your heart, in your mind. Then, from that time, all of us, we must run away. From the village, my mother went this side, my father went this side, everyone go away in his own way. So my grandfather, I think like I'm a king, I must remain in my territory, this is my territory, this is my land. I'm not supposed to move, I will die here. Even if you go to Google there, you will find it, they call Francois Mubeza, the king. Then you can find my last name, my karmic name was there. So it's always there, even our story is there. It's no need to, it's not something to hide. So then, hear me say, I will not move here. Arahara Mahadev. Say, Arahara Mahadev, you must go. Say, no, I will be here. It remaining there. They come, you know, you're supposed to shift the dictatorship to come for the Democrat. That time we've been having the president is called Mobutu. So this time is now Kabila who comes to chase. Then they come. They chase people. Almost 20,000 people. They've been slaughtered. Killing. Between also my grandfather also passed away in that system. Everyone was completely go off. So the great things I come to understand, when I move, I go to Uganda. When I go to Uganda, chance I meet Thubuvanath Prabhu. He was that time, he was preaching around East Africa. So I was so happy to meet him. Then we know we are still new bhaktas, new devotees. We are not so strong. 1999, we go some Harinam, Sankirtan. Then that's the time I meet my one Prabhu who comes here a few months ago, comes with Maharaj in that festival was here. We've been locked up, me, him, Mahavishnu Swami, and some devotee, we've been locked up in some border of Congo. So it was so wonderful time. So how African balancing or maintaining spiritual life and material life based on one, they are completely have a traditional whereby is worshipping like us. They are worshipping deities. Secondly, they understand in traditional purposes how is to worshipping for us we call in Africa sometimes idol. You know they bring Maria, you know the mother of Jesus. Sometimes the image is there, people. It's not something new. But me, I know about Narasingha Dev in another form. Because we have in our traditional, because I'm a Murega in traditional, we have a way they put lion and the body down, but for us, we don't know. For us, we call it Kimbili Kiti. But I didn't know that is Narasingha Dev. So when I start understanding Krishna consciousness, then I say, oh, this is Narasingha Dev. But we worship it in a different way. So they call it in Africa voodoo. We worship it in a different way. And we are fast. Economically is down. Development is down. Social life is down. Then you want to become a devotee. You read one day, I come to understand how African they are maintaining their spiritual life and their material life is very difficult, but they are still fighting for it. While the Europeans, materially, they are somehow okay. Economically, they are okay. Again, spiritually, it's mostly come in Europe and America. Before even Prabhupada stepped in Africa, it was already in Europe. So, one thing I observe since I'm traveling in Europe, why it is somehow difficult. They are mostly, if he's already engaged in a material way, sometimes devotion is not balancing no more. When he's already in material way, sometimes devotion becomes an excuse. And when his devotion too much, materially become again an excuse. I'm not attached to material things. And when he's going out of devotion, when he's in a material way, he say, I'm not so attached, I'm a devotee. So, devotion, I'm chanting in my home. I'm in my home, pray. I'm working. But I find a child of 10 years old in Africa, he doesn't know nothing. He's supposed to go 20 miles to look WBDE. WBDE is to look food for eating. From 20 miles. And when he go to 20 miles, the first things, when he find the people they are eating, he must ask, can you give me? Well, a European, he cannot make even 10 hours without food in the stomach. Am I right or wrong? So what about the people who spend like 5 days, he doesn't know even what water, where is even food is not there. They're in Africa right now. They're struggling, but they are facing challenge of devotion. I saw so many devotees when we are taking care in the temple. He doesn't know where to go. You know what he do? He's waiting. He knows that prasadam is 9 o'clock. He's 20 miles from the temple. He start his journey to come looking for prasad. So when he moved there, he's targeting again evening time. But you see, he's really happy with Krishna. Then he say, I will remaining chanting Hare Krishna. So I ask him, you don't know nothing about to do anything? I say, Prabhu, even if I go in the street to beg, no one will give me. No one will do what? Will give me. So they are struggling. This is a first point. They are struggling in a different way, but they're still maintaining one day Krishna will give me. Are you hear that faith? One day what? Krishna will give me. So what about the European, Americans? Krishna has already gave them that platform of material. You wake up, you don't know if 1 + 1 = 2. You already know about it. But in Africa, you ask someone to write his name. He tell you, what is that? Can you write your name? He ask you, what is that? Because he doesn't know how to touch even the pen. But is he still said, one day, Krishna will do what? He will bless me. And the remaining is that faith. We live, certain people in Africa, they live with 100 euro. And that 100 euro, there is school fees of children inside, house rent, and food inside. What about if you give European here, like Nicholas, Marco, 100 euro to get food and the school fees and the transport inside, he will commit suicide. Am I right or wrong? So, we are going where Prabhupada was speaking. So this is a place. Do you know that you must thank God for what is given you? And you must be even in a temple every day. Me, I think like a European person, you're not supposed to miss in temple. Because you go work, you count the hours of working. What about in Africa, you are working, even the boss can tell you, do not go home today. You're remaining here work. There is not that extra money, extra hours. It doesn't exist. End of the month, you just get $100. So it means the European person must be every day in the temple, or every day in the church, or every day glorify God, because they already move in that stand of life. I spoke these things in New York City one time in our temple. Then I find one American person say, "So how those people they are living now?" I say, "Yes, they are thinking. They say that one day God will give me." So European also is supposed to say, "Today I must serve God." Because African still say one day, but European must say today. So when you are today, based on what? Your economic is somewhat steady. Secondly, your development is steady. So it is easier you to maintain your spiritual life. What goal you want again? It's just only spiritual life now. Because right now, material is somehow high. And the Prabhupada say that you must balance spiritual and material. How to balance that? Who has a question? Who has answer for who? How to balance spiritual and material? Who has experience of that? Prabhupada say that. Peace of mind. Okay. Same things. Peace of mind. Okay. And how do you going to get peace of mind? Meditation. First of all, you can never. What is it?
You have to regulate.
Okay. That's good. Nobody else has an idea. Okay. Prayer and mantra, meditation, peace of mind. Okay. What about ignorance? What is the ignorance act on us? You know, when you don't balance, means there is ignorance. And why Krishna consciousness movement come to enlighten us to know how to remove that ignorance. Sometimes people they ask me, why you want to make me to believe Krishna? For which reason? I need one devotee to tell me, if I ask him one question, why you want me to believe in Krishna? Can you prove me why you want me to believe in Krishna? Peace of mind. You'll tell me happy. It's there already. Peace of mind is one point. Second one. To believe in Krishna is to remove first all ignorance in you. The second one is to removing doubt. The third one is that happiness. And another one, having knowledge. When you believe Krishna, you will have knowledge. And the last one is to balance spiritual and materially. Because Krishna spoke directly in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, verse 42. Krishna spoke about it. And if you go again, Bhagavad Gita 7 to 1, Krishna spoke about having doubt first. When you have doubt, you can never have peace of mind. If you are doubting that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can never balance material. Because Krishna is a master of teaching how you can balance it in Gita himself. So, in short, we have like a 7-8 point. And the last point is to have nice direction. Because Krishna is a master of directing people properly. He can direct you in a nice way if you need that direction. Mostly in Europe they are working. I think everybody, you must work. Even Prabhupada said that. Bhagavad Gita is not even Prabhupada. Krishna spoke, said that. There is no any single man in this world can live without having a what? A work to do. And each and every work, you must do what? You must surrender it to him. because he's a mediator, he's a central for everything. So, today I will not read, but I will give the code. You go, then home, you just try to buy one Bhagavad Gita, but not buy, we are donating one Bhagavad Gita. I will give you a read, then you'll understand how you can balance it properly if you don't understand it properly from me. Because it's difficult, I'm not so much qualified. So, Prabhu is speaking about food, resting properly, having time for resting. I think my Guru Maharaj was writing one book, it's called Spiritual Warrior. And in Spiritual Warrior, he's pointing what they call nice sleeping. You fell. In Europe, you can start something. People, they are more speed than anything. Even they are more speed than a clock, minute. The way they are walking, you think like really they can even reach in Africa by walking. When European walk, you will think like they can cross the Mediterranean and they reach in Africa. But they are just going for 0.5 mile. That's true. When they are walking, myself, I stand up in the road and say, can you break down? I'm feel tired. Pa, 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 pa. Hey, where are you going? It's like, even, you know those seconds of the clock, them, they are more advanced than clock. Everything, their brain, the way I saw, is more quick the same way. Then you find the crash up. Peaceful, but they lost the peace. Because I can send somebody in the supermarket to buy peace. You can never get it. Because you are so fast than the clock. In devotion life, you find that they're so enthusiastic. I love something. I find the really spiritual is there. But they are more fast than the clock. One time you come again, you say, Prabhu, where are you? He say, no, I'm doing some work. One Prabhu tell me yesterday, I don't want to come in a Sunday feast because I don't like it. I say, are you okay? I say, why you don't like it? It's better you come, then you will discuss. Then sometime, the weakness you have, they will support you. Because you're associating with devotee, then you grow up. How can you balance spiritual life? You are more fast than even clock. Sleeping, it is the most difficult things. The mind is just like this. So I come to compare, just to see how African they get time every day. He can go to the church. Every day, he can go to pray. Okay, temple. Always we are getting devotee in the temple. So I come to see that African can sleep even 15 hours. Because he doesn't have nothing to do. It's not fast like watch. He doesn't have nothing to do. And what is he thinking there? One day, Krishna will bless me. And Europeans also, they do one thing. They must be fast. Then they will not reach the destination. They stop in the way. 1960, the Congolese, they have been sleeping in my country. They call someone a hero. It's called Lumumba. I'm a hero. I must fighting white people to move in my country. He make it fast. He want to go fast like a European. He went fast. You know where I ended? In a crash. After then, they ask him, you must go slowly. Because for us African, we wake up every day late. No African wake up early. If you go see an African when he sleep, you count on 15 hours. If you wake up early, in Mangalarti, sometime we ask them, wake up, wake up. They say, Prabhu, Krishna knows that I must sleep. Krishna knows that I must do what? I must sleep. Then I say, what is this? Say, this is a new philosophy. So, European is running fast. But the thing is, they are more running to the material platform. They are running really in the material platform. And when you find them in a train station like in Stockholm, He's already annoyed when train is already five minutes late. The train is not coming by 5 minutes. This train is not coming. I will call. This is a complaint. I said, so what about if you go to Africa, you wait 3 hours? It was very funny. One time, a lady is big mama. He said that he's American. He go to, he watch in the mirror. I say, Prabhu, you don't see this mirror is making me fat? Then I say, hey, maybe sometime I have the same problem of eyes with you. I see, sometime I see that you are fat really. Then I sit down, I ask myself, in Africa, if you become fat, I will come ask you, how do you get food? Because you are fat, you are complaining, you put mirror there, you say that, Prabhu, you say I'm very fat now, this mirror make me fat, then I do like this. Maybe I'm the one I don't see properly. But in Africa, I will come to ask you, how do you get food? Because to become fat, you must having food. So every day I will come into your home. You know, in Africa, we have a system. In Africa, we have one system. If Krishna bless you, I remember Mother Vrinda, who I gave obeisance, he was the disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Mother Vrinda asked me one question. He said, Prabhu, so why African, the first things, they have everything. Organic food, everything. But why they are suffering? They hunger. Say, oh, they don't have food. I ask him, Mata, do you know that if someone is sleeping 20 hours, do you expect he can do agriculture? Someone who can do agriculture, he must wake up early in the morning. 3 o'clock is already away. Am I right or wrong? But you see someone African is sleeping 20 hours. Then you come asking me, say, Krishna knows the day I will get it. You already 40 years, my friend. You're waiting for Krishna to come again. Krishna came long time ago. So wake up. Then slowly, slowly, but I move. I'm very happy. In Europe, there is one thing, and there is one bad thing. And all is good for Krishna's mission. Because one, they are fast. Second, they are easy to become tired. When they become tired, they become frustrated, depressed. They commit suicide. But why, I ask one devotee today, we have been discussing. When economy is not good for you, when Mumbai, there is people they are calling every day. People they are in England, people they are in Slovenia. Hare Krishna Prabhu na? 20 rupee Prabhu, 20 rupee. But you are here, you say you are depressed. I'm depressed with this Slovenia. You're not depressed. You must say, thanks Krishna to give me that food. And please, I must serve you. Then you start the beginning of challenging the balance of the spiritual and the physical. The physical way, you must understand that I'm satisfied. If I think about Africa, I will sleep 20 hours. But now, I'm okay. Means I must engage myself in transcendental knowledge. Means I must serve Krishna. People, they are going to work. If you call them, oh, I'm working. So you ask him a time, call him even Sunday, like today. He tell you, I'm resting home. Today is my rest day. But he said, today is a day you must even come. So you try first to come in the temple even one time, a week. Slowly, slowly, gradually, you will become twice in the week, fourth. Then you're associating with devotee, you get this knowledge proper that bring for us. Then you start balancing slowly, slowly. But in Africa, we are sleeping. We come wake up late. When in Western, they already see the watch. They have a watch. They already count the watch already. But you can see they are nice devotee. They don't have hope. But their hope, they are thinking, one day Krishna will do what? Will give. So he doesn't care no more about his situation. His situation is struggling. His situation is suffering. But he doesn't put it there no more. He's working for that 10 euro oh, that 100 euro a month, then he's satisfied for that because he has that hope to say, tomorrow, Krishna will do what? Will bless me. So what about right now in Europe, they don't say again about how can I get 1 euro? But you are thinking now how to get a million. Am I right or wrong? You're thinking to get a million. So think about Africa is looking WBDE, food for eating. We call in Africa WBDE. You see a girl like this is asking you, Prabhu, can you give me WBDE? Means you must bring prasad. So food is still, is a platform of mind is still in food consciousness. But you in food consciousness, you already move out. You are in, I don't know, what are you looking for? Sometimes I ask even American, what are you looking for? I think like you can look just spiritual life now. Sometimes you'll tell me, Prabhu, you don't know our life. Hey, I come in Europe from 1999. I know about Europe. I know Europe really. But this situation, sometimes economy can be down, but European people, they are mostly our brothers for Africa. Because we know, watch, we know how cars looks. For us, we've been running. You can even move here for another state. I can tell the people here, devote, we go hurry now from now up to when we shall reach in England by walking. You tell you, Prabhu, are you serious? Because what? He saw that it's difficult. But an African can move from Kinshasa in my capital city to east. Is my country is like this. From east to west is like a 2,000 miles in the air. You are waiting like a 5 hours. Okay? So what about in the road? And if we don't have road, that is a problem. You must pass in the jungle. This is the reality up to now. So try to make easy your spiritual life to be balanced with your material life. Because you cannot be mostly Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That mantra doesn't tell you to become a fool. That mantra is come to remove your ignorance inside you. Then to bring you light means to balance it. Work. Krishna said you must work. Then he said you must surrender each and everything to me. Surrender each and everything to Krishna doesn't mean that you forget yourself, your home house. Because Krishna said that you must protect your house. One Prabhu asked me one question, said that, so why Krishna tell Arjuna to kill those people? I said, no. You understand wrongly. Krishna said to Arjuna, you must kill in the right moment, the right time, and the right situation. It was not just to think and dream and kill, no. So right now in the Congo, they are killing without right time, right moment. Sometimes they say that violence, rape. Congo was a capital city of rape. Violence, killing. I remember His Holiness Balnitaidas, he left the body just a few months ago. It was in February. His disciple for His Holiness Bhakti Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj. When the Congo guns there, they are fighting, war is there. That the time him will take Murdanga to go pray Harinam. Balnitai was, I don't know, I think right now is in the Krishna's hands really. The time war is there. Don't think like the war you see in the TV are not Schwarzenegger. No. Real war. People, they are dying. Him will touch Murdanga. That's the time he's chanting Hare Krishna. One day he tell me, 2001, he tell me, Prabhu. No, 2003. He tell me, Prabhu, we go Harinam. I say, Prabhu, you didn't hear that there is some guns is passing in the state, that side? I say, no, Krishna will protect us. He can pass it this way. So me, I was thinking, he's joking. Then I ask him, Prabhu Balnitai, are you serious? I say, yes, we go Harinam. Then I tell him, if I want to go Harinam, you must assure me that there is no way the bullet will touch me. I say, okay, I'm assure you, by the name of, use this word, by name of Srila Prabhupada, you will do it. Okay, we are going, reaching in Harinam, the soldier of Congo the most horrible soldier I never seen in my life. They can ask you even identity, and this is the Congolese identity, but they ask you, what is this? They are writing what? Police is asking you what they say in the document. He has your document, but he asks you what they said in your document. I remove my document, you give them, you say, what they write here? Can you explain me first before I arrest you? Ah! Man, you must read your policy, you must know this. Same things I come one day, sorry I use this one, I come from Croatia. I have my resident for Sweden. I reach in the border. The same story happened. I give them the document. Then I say, immigration guy is just watching me like this. Then he say, where are you going? I say, I think I'm in the border. I want to go to Slovenia. He asked me, are you immigrant? He has my resident permit, you know, it's a small card. But he asked me, are you immigrant? I say, then me, I make funny things. I say, I think so. Then he asked me, so, the border is not for immigrant, it's for people who comes legally here. I said, but I give you my document. I say, which one? You have it in your chair. I say, okay. He call another person. He call another one. They come there. They say, remove the cap. Then, you know, in the document, I don't have till I come. Right, I put till I come. I'm in the dot. So, and I was having too much behind like this. Then he ask, which religion do you are? I say, hey, I think Muslim doesn't put this. I'm Hare Krishna. I said, those one passing with those white things and they give you food everywhere. I said, yes. Then I was happy because he knows that we are given everywhere. So he take my document. He never even touched document. He check it like this. He watch me 5 times. Then I say, okay, can you give me my document? He give me back. Then he say, okay, tell those people to come give me food even here again. Prasad. He ask those, there is some cookies, I don't know if the Croatian devotee they are distributing, I don't know. So then I pass. Small minute, I hear one lady, I'm tired with this. They are still new in the Schengen zone. So they don't know your document. I say, how comes they have machine? Then I come to understand that there is a lot of official people we must preach to understand that devotee is like ambassador. You know, a devotee is ambassador. Because we have spread the right philosophy. You can never find it nowhere. For us in Africa, you know how, Bible comes? I think white people bring the Bible for us. They tell if you do not believe in Jesus, you'll never go to heaven. And we know that from now. But I understand that if I believe Jesus, and Jesus, Prabhupada say, is a devotee of Krishna, means if I believe in Krishna, I will go straight to heaven. Or if I believe in Srila Prabhupada, because Jesus and Srila Prabhupada, same, that means I can go to heaven. So, our life in Africa, we are balancing our spiritual life with our economical problem. So what about in Europe, your economy is good? What is a difficult situation to not believe in Krishna? Because there is no another way. If you believe in Krishna, you can get everything. I have one question I want to ask, and someone you can ask me question. When a European is making everything, we see the car, everything, because we know Africa is the most a country of European people. And a European is committing suicide, is killing himself because he say economy is not good. That European person is thinking properly or not? Is it think properly really? Because you cannot convince me that the economy is bad for you. What about for us for WBDE? 20 hours sleeping. So, means you have more advantage. That's why Prabhupada went even in America. Come to Europe, then Australia. Means, people they already develop. They already know about the standard of looking. WBDE, they will not need that no more. They need food. They don't need that no more. They are thinking how to develop. How to creating something. How to do this. But think about an African still looking how we can get food. You will wake up in the morning, I see my mother tell me, we pray to God, today we get our daily bread. So think about that. So I have a question. There is a difference between spiritual life and material life. There is a difference, really, whereby it can be difficult to balance it. Spiritual life is very easiest, but it's somewhat difficult. Material things is a struggle. Huh? But it's again easy. It's a struggle, but it's easy. And the spiritual life is easy, but it's not easy. It's not difficult, but it's a big process. So how to balance those two things? I need devotee to give me answer to people new, our guests, to know what is that. Then I close my words for today. There is somebody, he can live in this Europe with 10 euro all month. If there is someone who already stays life in Europe, it's just 10 euro each and every month. He put hands up. See, there is nobody. But if he was in Africa here, if a million of people, they already put hands up. A month. So, our life must be depending as a Krishna consciousness devotee who they are here. Now, it is a time you to depend to Krishna now. Because material things is already close up. It's not looking for spiritual growth. And to look spiritual growth, you must associating with the people who they are doing their spiritual life. That the Hare Krishna movement is in Slovenia for many years, almost 30 years now. So you must be there, chanting every day. If there is a question, someone can tell me or can give answer.
Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. You said that in Africa, people work for maybe $100 or something like that per month. But at the same time, they're sleeping for 15 to 20 hours per day. So how is this possible to combine?
Okay. That is very nice. You know how we combine it? Because we are very slow. First of all, in my country, you can find there is a 5 company. And Slovenia can be in the superficies of Congo. It can be even 600 times inside the Congo. One Slovenia, all, you put it in the Congo 600 times. One Congo is like half of Europe. And there is only 5 company. There is no government company. There is no government work. So, you get a work whereby you must work hard, you get that 100 euro. And that 100 euro, you are working, you are sleeping 24 hours. You know how to sleep? You are working a few minutes. Then you go rest. When the boss asks you why you're resting, boss, your salary is too small. So you can find that they are combining both. Because he's already tired about your job. It doesn't help him. Okay? He accepts it by bad condition. Okay? Sometimes devotees accept some situation where they are not favorable for it. Am I right or wrong? We are addressing Doti today. You think it's easier to tell an African where Doti? Tell you, what? Am I back in ancestral type? Then you ask him, chant and be happy. Tell you, my friend, my happiness was broke down since the Belgium comes in Congo. So, 24 hours we are sleeping. That's where you see Africa right now. Because we are sleeping. You wake up a long time ago. I think you have a car. You don't have a car. You have a bike. So I can show you African can walk even 100 miles without walking. You never know if a bike is existing. So we are still sleeping. You awake up. Means it's your time. Accordingly, you bring philosophy to us. You bring technology to us. It's your time now to take advantage of this book. Because the time for us we shall come take this advantage of books Maybe sometime Krishna has already come back.
So
it's your time to take this advancement. Spiritual life. Only this. Any book. For us, if you want to teach in African about Jesus Christ, we have each and every corner church. How many churches in around here? I think we have only temple here, not so? But if you go in our street in Kinshasa, in my capital city, you see this is the latter days of Jesus Christ. This is another sect. This is another church. It means there are five. And every day they are full. People inside. Everyone was coming to complain to God. Please, God, I need to help me. How can you, God, help you when you are sleeping 20 hours? Huh? In our church, if I was having one day, just you put this history, I have the video. Every day in the church, you can find even 500 people in church and ask the request they're asking God. God, please, I need you to bless me with something. So their faith, their belief remaining maintained by what? By that standard. They believe God that he will do something, then material things is bad, but they don't see that one. They go to more spiritual, then they make it the same way. Every day in the church, doing the things and keeping asking God one day, God bless me. So why you already finished that state of looking WBDE? You already in the same level whereby you, it is to take advantage of this book. Prabhupada reached in Kenya. He said that when just he step in Kenya like this, they ask you, where am I? I said, this is now Nairobi, Praraji. This is Mombasa, you are. I said, this is Vaikuntha. Do not preach philosophy to Africa. Distribute Parasad. Chant Hare Krishna. But when they come in Slovenia, first of all, this Vyasadeva is full of philosophy. Am I right or wrong? They tell you just eat Prasadam and go? No. They give you philosophy because they know that stage of Prasadam consciousness, you already move on it. You start taking that Prasadam like a holy food. Am I right or wrong? But in African, someone can take even one bucket of food in his stomach. Then he removes first clothes, he put it there. Because his conscience is in that food. That's why that woman, I ask her, do you know in Africa if you become fat, someone will ask you, why are you getting food? I think like I tell you what is there now. Another question? Our time is gone. I think like we can stop from here. Because never commit suicide. Never kill yourself because of your small situation. For yours is not a situation. For yours is just to come here, you say Haribol. But in Africa, someone say Haribol, then ask WBDE, where is he? Food, where is he? So you is must to say Haribol. Then you'll maintaining what you need. You don't need nothing right now. You must say, I don't need Mama Janmani Janmanishwari. What I need is what? Is only Krishna's mercy. Happiness. To understand Krishna is the one matter say, removing ignorance, removing doubt, attains the supreme adobe, peaceful, happiness, having knowledge, balance of spiritual and material, and having a nice direction. That's where we are worshipping Krishna. For those 7 etapas. So if you don't have them, means you don't know what you are following. But Krishna is the most the way of understanding true about these material things. And you can get elevated. Don't even kill yourself because you have a 500 euros. What about an African has a 0.5 euro? Think of those things sometime. You know, when you want to grow in a spiritual life, to balance it, you think that if me I'm crying about this, what about in Sri Lanka is what? Sri Lanka, they don't have food. Okay. So you must always think about that. What about Cambodia? What about some country in Asia, whereby like Afghanistan, people they are dying every day. So don't even kill yourself. You must balance now. Spiritual things. Don't even think about, how can I go? You are driving every day. There is a transportation there for you. For us in Africa, we are walking. We're born by walk. 100 miles, 200 miles, even 500 miles. That is, we walk. Up to until now. Even my country, I'm an example, there is no one can say, Congo, without Congo, if there is no cell phone. Do you know that? Without that Congo, today we don't have cell phone. So, and Congo is the most disaster place in all Africa. And there's a reach for everything. Resources, everything, nature is okay. But we are suffer. For what? People, they are looking for WDE. Where do you get food to eat? So, and because they are sleeping. So where Slovenia today is open another company in Congo to providing water. Company in Congo. They go bring the youth, they go Congo, they make water. If someone been in Congo will tell you, Congo is a paradise, but it's hell. People, they are suffering based off dreaming. But they don't balance that one. Them, they think like, if I'm sleeping, Krishna will find me there. So then when I wake up, I find that I'm already a rich person. No. So you already having that step. It is your time to take advantage of this book. Take advantage of Shelter to Srila Prabhupada. It will be the most beautiful things because it's helping. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thanks for your time.